This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's drought is getting worse in some places and improving in others. More than 54% of the state is experiencing moderate drought conditions, an 8% increase from last week, and that now includes Denver County. But exceptional drought, the worst category, has dropped to about 2% of the state. That's a big improvement from 3 months ago when more than 17% of Colorado was recording the most severe levels of drought. Colorado Avalanche head coach Jared Bednar has tested positive for COVID-19. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
Bednar will miss the hockey team's last two preseason games. The Avalanche say the team's assistant coaches will take over during that time. Last season, Bednar had a COVID scare in the playoffs after a test came back with irregular results. That happened during the team's series against Las Vegas, but he was later cleared to coach. It's unclear if Bednar will be able to return to the bench to coach the Avs for their regular season opener next week. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
A Denver man has been sentenced to more than a year in federal prison for threatening a Social Security Administration employee. Harold Ortiz agreed to a plea deal after yelling insults and death threats over the phone in February. The Social Security office in Denver was closed for 2 days in March because of his threats. Partly cloudy for the Front Range tonight, decreasing clouds for the western slope, and in the central mountains, it will be mostly cloudy. It is 58 in Vail and 77 in Denver. This is CPR News.